Hi there.
Hi.
Is it cold enough for you today?
Pardon me, did you say something?
Is it cold enough for you today?
Oh, it was very chilly.
Yeah.
Windy.
Yeah,
I went out about 6 in the morning, but at the time it was snowing, but it wasn't that cold.
Yeah.
But when I got home about like 6 o'clock in the evening, it was like freezing.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's not so bad just before dawn, but I noticed especially this afternoon, this evening, when the wind isn't blowing, it's not too cold, but as soon as the wind blows, I think the temperature goes down by maybe, 15 degrees.
Right. The city I'm from, Edmonton, it gets cold. Really, really, like minus 20s.
Yeah.
Right now, I talked to my mother this afternoon, and she said it's minus 20 there. But when I was living there, it wasn't this cold.
It didn't seem that cold? Now, in Edmonton, is it windy in the winter?
Sometimes it gets very windy.
Huh.
But it's not, well, I guess here I have to walk. A lot.
Mm.
Yeah. Walk from here to subway station and bus station.
Yeah, maybe in Canada it's a bit like New Zealand. Does everybody just drive their car?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like you run back to your car and just park. They usually use underground parking.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
It's like when I was in New Zealand, I didn't even have an umbrella.
Right.
You know, I had an electric garage door, so. I'd hit that and, drive out my car, close the garage door, and with my job, I had a car park, so I'd drive into the parking building in the basement and get out of my car, take the elevator.
Right.
I never had to, go out in the cold.
I think that's why I didn't feel it that cold when I was here.
Mm.
Very chilly.
Yeah. But I was, I'm probably a little fitter here than I was in New Zealand. Because I have to...
Heating system here in Seoul, it's like, underfloor heating is not, it's warm and hot when you sit on the floor. But
Yeah. Under
air, it's still cold.
That's right, yeah. I know in New Zealand, definitely the houses are colder than in Korea, but New Zealand doesn't get as cold. If that makes sense. So, yeah. It's colder outside and warmer inside in Korea. Yeah. Now I've got a very short idiom for you today.
Okay.
A yes man.
A yes man?
Yeah, what do you think a yes man is?
I don't think that's that has a positive meaning.
You're right.
I think, man, it's someone who doesn't have his own opinion.
Hmm. You're right. Yeah, that's about half of it.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Person who's very wishy-washy type.
A person who.
Who is very wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy. Yeah, kind of. You're correct, and it relates to somebody who tries to be liked by agreeing with everything that someone says. Yeah.
I see.
Especially a senior person or maybe the leader of a group.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe a rude way to say it is that they're an ass kisser.
Right.
But especially in a company situation, if there is an employee who always agrees with what the boss says, no matter what, because they're trying to get the boss to like them so they can get a promotion, kind of a greasy person,
Right.
There's another word that is a kind of a more technical word, which is a sycophant. Yeah, S-I-C-O-P-H-A-N-T, sycophant.
Sycophant.
Yeah, which is a formal, the formal word for a yes man.
Right.
Yeah. Like maybe a pop star would have lots of sycophants,
right.
People that are hanging around him just because he's famous.
Famous image, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, have you ever met any yes men? Or I guess you could have a yes woman.
Yes woman? Actually, it's a little different, but I guess she wasn't trying to do, is it right for me to say if there's a slang for another word for actress, anyway she wasn't exactly like that, but you know, she likes to do, she wants to hear the good things.
Mm-hmm.
Like for around her.
Yeah.
So she always wanted to be pretty, you know, like judge it as she's a very nice, gentle girl.
Oh or, yes, yeah.
And when she there's someone who's really close to her, she's not very good to her.
Like two-faced, I guess would be one way to describe that. Yeah.
Right. But someone who sees her for the first time, or you know, total stranger, she's very good to them.
Well,
at the time when I was working with her, I didn't understand.
I know that kind of personality. Yeah, I think you'd call them two-faced.
So it's a funny story. She had a boyfriend, and the reason they broke up was because when her boyfriend was driving, he got into an accident.
Mm-hmm.
So he got into a fight with this guy who got a collision with.
Oh yeah.
And then the driver and the boyfriend got, you know, started to fight, and then this girlfriend, she was the stranger side.
Oh, really?
The boyfriend's age.
Yeah.
That's why they broke up.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, I thought, you know, that personality is like very bad for her.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. Yeah. Like, if the boyfriend had done something dangerous to cause the accident,
maybe she
was justified.
Mm.
Yeah, but you'd think that somebody would defend their boyfriend.
Mm.
Yeah. Interesting, huh? There's another expression that might describe that kind of person as like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, right.
So Dr. Jekyll was the mild doctor, and then Mr. Hyde was the monster.
Hypocrite is a too big word for that one, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, we use that quite often in English. To describe someone who's maybe two-faced.
She had a poker face.
Yeah, yeah. It's not too big a word. Yeah, that's pretty common. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, hypocritical. Yeah, or politicians could be described as hypocritical. You know? Like, you know, maybe a politician that goes to church on Sunday and then declares a war on Monday.
Yeah. I don't know if Bush is a Christian or not, but he could be a hypocrite.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, most American presidents go to church for appearances.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, Bill Clinton used to go to church every Sunday.
No.
But it didn't stop him having an affair.
I know.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Kind of ironic.
I did not have
relations with that woman.
Inappropriate relationship with that woman.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of a half-truth. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, our 10 minutes has flown by again.
Okay.
Maybe the cold weather makes the time go faster. So I guess I'll talk to you again tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right. Well, sweet dreams, and I'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Matt.
Bye now.